I'm Scott Hansen, host of NFL Red Zone. Lowe's knows Sundays hit different when you earn them. We've got you covered with outdoor power equipment from Kobalt and everything you need to weatherproof your deck with Trex decking. Plus, with lawn care from Scotts and, of course, Pit Boss grills and accessories, you can get a home field advantage all season long. So get to Lowe's, get it done, and earn your Sunday. Lowe's, official partner of the NFL.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello. For the first time in 2023, it's race week. And it's TC here with 30 days of Beyond the Grid Day 29. Can I just say thanks for listening to our pre-season warm-up so far. It's been great to revisit so many highlights from the archive. The first new episode of the season comes out this week, Wednesday 1st of March, and tomorrow we'll reveal who our first guest is, so make sure you check back for that. Meanwhile, 21 drivers are making final preparations for the first Grand Prix of the season. Hang on, Tom, 21? Yeah, don't forget the driver of the F1 safety car, Bernd Mailander. Bernd hits the track in his Aston Martin or his Mercedes when there's a crash or bad weather to keep the F1 drivers at a steady speed until it's safe to go racing again. Bernd's been doing that for more than two decades. He's a former racing driver in a high-performance road car, and he's pushing flat out. But as he told me in 2020, he can never go fast enough for the F1 drivers behind him.
The best thing for me, for myself, I was a race driver, is always to go as quick as possible. That's the easiest way, because then you are really focused on your personal lap. You have a nice race speed in the safety car. For Formula One, it's always too slow, I have to say, somehow. But it's starting to get difficult if you have to slow down. That's guided by race control because they have the real overview over the whole circuit. They know exactly where is, in which position, where is the last car, let's say. And they guide me and they said, okay, Bern, now you have to slow down a little bit. The last car is just joining the second last car, things like that. And that's how you handle your speed. In the corners, braking points, I'm always on the limit. But on the straights, I'm lifting sometimes massively. So let's say if you can do 250 on a straight, sometimes you go just 150 or 140.
So when you get criticism over the radio from someone like Lewis, it's invariably Lewis because he's invariably the guy directly behind you.
Please tell the safety car to speed up. It's unsafe for him to go this slow for us guys with these tyres.
Okay, copy. We'll feed that back.
Are you hearing that? And does he not understand that you're trying to wait for a car to rejoin the back of the field? Or what's your reaction to that?
Well, I could hear him. So I could easily tell to the communication guys, let me listen to the drivers as well. But in general, it makes no sense. Maybe just confused us in the safety car. I have a co-driver with me, Richard. He's doing the radio. In the end, he's answering in the radio. I can talk all the time into the radio system, but that makes no sense to listen to the drivers for me. I'm listening to race control. I get the information from race control, but I get sometimes during the race, I get from friends, I get messages. Lewis was already complaining you're driving too slow again. Is that true? Well, for sure, I'm not reading this during I'm driving, but I read this after the race. Well, I can understand him. Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes because if he's the leader in the race, and let's say if he's leading by 10 seconds, and all his advantages are gone. And then the safety car is driving slow.
So he's frustrated, isn't he?
He's frustrated. That's normal. But in the end, he knows it is a quick road car, but it's not a race car. So he understands completely. That's his, let's say, character. Also, Sebastian, all other drivers, sometimes they're complaining the safety car is too slow. For me personal, no problem. And sometimes I'm talking to the drivers or they're talking to me. And they know exactly that that's normal.
But can you put a number on it so that people listening to this can understand how much slower on a dry lap around Portimao, for example, is the safety car compared to a Formula One car?
Well, in Portimao, if I'm right, they're doing laps in the moment around about 117, is this correct? Let's say in qualifying, they're doing a 114 or 115, something like this. And my quickest lap, with new tires, will be around 158. That's the difference. We're always counting it per kilometer. That's much easier. Between 8 and 9.5 seconds per kilometer. It's a different world of Formula One car. I tell you, it's like, if you compare it to airplanes, it's like a nice private jet against a starfighter. Both are flying, but in a different speed.
Can we continue talking about the drivers? Because I'm fascinated to know, do all the drivers follow the safety car in the same way? So whoever's leading the race behind you, does Lewis behave differently behind the safety car to Valtteri, to Max, to all the other drivers?
I have to say, well, sometimes it's quite difficult with Lewis behind me because, he's always pushing, he's accelerating, he's braking, he's driving really zigzag. Sometimes he's getting very close to the car.
Intentionally, to try and push you on a bit, do you think?
I'm not sure if he wants to push me because he knows it. But that's his driving style. He tried to do everything to keep his tire in the right tire, in the temperature window, that he's in the right moment back again. And so he's quite strange to follow because sometimes I'm lost him already in the mirror. I couldn't really realize where is he on the left side or on the right side because he was in the blind spot. But that's up to the drivers in the end. I try to be as careful as possible, for sure. But I really hope nothing will happen in the future.
As you said at the start, this is your 21st season. So you've had Lewis behind you. You've had Michael Schumacher behind you for many years. What was Michael like?
Michael was quite calm, but he was also quite tough, I have to say. Valtteri Bottas, he is really cool behind me. He's always using the same distance. He keep distance to the safety car. Max, I have to say as well, he's not really hard pushing me. Nico Rosberg, he was also very quiet behind me, so he was always in the right distance. Sebastian, he's sometimes also hard, I would say. He's quite close to Lewis, but Lewis is definitely the toughest.
So that's what's going on inside the safety car. It does look like Bernd is driving slowly, but that's only when you compare him to the F1 cars. Trust me, if you rode along with Bernd as I have, you'd be absolutely terrified by how hard he's pushing. The interview is packed full of safety car secrets. Take a listen using the link in the description. Well, that's day 29. Tomorrow, we'll reveal who our first guest of the new season is. Our first brand new episode is out this Wednesday, the 1st of March. I can't wait for you to hear it. Talk to you tomorrow.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.